26.6. EDE 0114092025073 2, audio. 4 cylinders, in the context of tanks, caution is advised. Here I'm thinking of the motors. They will be electric, with the possibility of manual connections, of course. Be careful, even if this text seems simple, in reality a specialized team will have to focus on the design. The level of this text will therefore be focused on safety and my novice perspective. Weight remains an issue, and compromises will have to be made. We are able to anticipate malfunctions with sufficient plan B to ensure exceptional reliability of the assembly. But at what cost? Here, I'll do my best with my incomplete deck of cards. Let's start with a brief reminder. Without knowing the diameter of the propellant outlet pipes, we believe that at least 4 cylinders are essential for the connection. This number could increase depending on the diameters. How many motors for a single cylinder? 1, 2, 3, or 4? By process of elimination, we already have an answer, greater than 1. Now let's assume the engine is dual. Immediately, another question arises. 2 separate engines in the same casing or completely independent? In the same casing, they will be lighter. Conversely, separated, the launch weight will be greater. What do you decide? Nothing is simple in space, but decisions still have to be made. Patience, we're moving forward. Are these engines identical or not? According to our knowledge, a simple directed thrust can move a shuttle in space, and surely a tank too. Yes, they can be relatively small for the actuator rotation. This helps us with numbers and safety. Now let's assume there are 4 of them. Should they operate separately or as a team? Our decision, only one of these engines must be able to activate the actuator correctly. Double or quadruple windings are eliminated. Only one per DC motor, separated by each actuator, should be able to operate it properly. See the EDE D111. Our rationale is short circuits and winding resistance. Before trying to determine the number, let's ask ourselves another question. Yes, this should work for the approach, but what about the final torque? That moment when the tank will be permanently and securely attached to the spacecraft? Here, I have 2 choices: provide a final device for the torque or use all the motors for the attachment. Regardless of my choice, we must maintain the possibility of operating the motors as a team. However, one thing helps us greatly: the piston-type connection principle I devised for the propellants. Even without final constraint, the seal of the assembly should be sufficient to eliminate leaks. The 2 compression rings will also be used. These rings will have 2 functions. The first is a secondary seal and the second is compression damping at the end of the actuator's stroke. Our target is now smaller. A first sketch with 2 primary gears connected to the cylinder rod. 3 motors per primary gear for a total of 6. If this number increases to 9, it will be easy to proceed with this mechanical design on the shaft. As usual, we chose the number and the possibility of working in synergy between the elements as a safety measure. To be continued. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This September 14, 2025.